Although the term has suffered from hyperbolic overuse, epic, when used properly, connotes a heroic journey, a journey that places you into a narrative with larger-than-life characters and takes place over a grand scope and timescale. And yet, it can also refer to singular moments, badass battle scenes or a noble sacrifice, for example. And in those moments, anime composers are adept at stepping up to capture their ebbs and flows, and ultimately, the excitement, rendering those moments unforgettable. Good evening, and welcome to this episode of Anime Music on the Airs. I'm your host, Cesaro Particle. We begin tonight's program with a more traditional take on the epic theme, the tale of the lone warrior journeying from his ancestral homeland and entering a battle between man and nature is the stuff that epic tales are made of. In this story, our hero, Ashitaka, must find a way to placate nature's eventual wrath in Hayao Miyazaki's most epic work, Princess Mononoke. The legend, then, is the legend of Ashitaka, the name of our opening piece, composed by Joe Hisaishi. We started tonight's program with the stirring The Legend of Ashitaka, composed by Joe Hisaishi. The piece was written for Hayao Miyazaki's film Princess Mononoke. What starts off with a journey then segues into action. While action pieces are par for the course in epics, you need a transition to convey the scope of what's to follow. One piece that does this is Emiya from Fate's Day Night, which captures the hero's eventual evolution through its intensity. The version that we'll be hearing is arranged by Hideyuki Fukasawa, who used that iconic theme in the soundtrack to Fate's Day Night Unlimited Blade Works. This theme, titled Emiya UBW Extended, comes as a request by Twitter follower Wavedash. The Bones of My Sword come out in this edition of Emiya, arranged by composer Hideyuki Fukasawa, which was used in the Fate's Day Night Unlimited Blade Works soundtrack. That was Emiya UBW Extended. Although the hero's theme and the journey are all part of what's considered epic, it's the battle themes that are most strongly linked to what is epic. Many anime composers have tackled this, including the next composer, Yuki Kajiura. In this instance, we hear what results when she takes her trademark electronica and combines it together with soaring vocals to yield a song of storm and fire used in Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicle.
Thank you.
combat's ebbs and flows are captured in an epic fashion when Yuki Kajiura combines vocals with electronica beats in a song of storm and fire from Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicle. Second to Mahime's Mezume, of course. That's not to say that becoming the epic hero is an easy task. What happens when people don't take you seriously? Perhaps the answer lies in persistence, so that when the dust settles after a battle's finished, that you've been tried and tested, and shown to be unwavering in your resolve, that's when you're considered the epic hero. At least, those are the sentiments that you'll hear out of the hero, Ikareru Kobushi ni Hin wo Sukero, the opening theme to this season's One Punch Man, sung by Anison rock group Jam Project. Composed by Hironobu Kageyama and performed by Anison band Jam Project, you just heard the opening theme to One Punch Man, a momentous song titled The Hero, Ikareru Kobushi ni wo Sukero. This song comes as a request from one of our listeners, Albert L. And with that, the hero's transformation continues. Sometimes it's external, sometimes internal, sometimes both. Like what happened when the hero finds that an alien parasite has taken over one of his appendages. What happens next isn't easy, but the potential for greatness exists if the trials and tribulations brought forth by our next track, I Am, stand in the way. To that end, here is I Am from Parasite, the Maxim, composed by Ken Arai.
Thank you.
An uphill battle for mind, body, and soul is what takes place first, at least before the hero can act with his newfound powers. That was I Am from Parasite the Maxim, a piece composed by Ken Arai. In spite of power, any encounter can easily become a tall order, and only the most stalwart hearts can stand strong, find meaning within themselves, and rise to their potential. Just because they're piloting a biomechanical robot doesn't make it any easier. Our next track tells of that and more in Overman King Gainar's opening theme, King Gainar Over, performed by Yoshiki Fukuyama.
Thank you.
catchy, ain't it? That was King Gainer Over, the opening theme to Overman King Gainer, performed by Yoshiki Fukuyama. By assuming that heroic identity, it's time to let the hero loose upon that one last epic adventure. Laying the groundwork for that adventure is our next track, Main Theme Version 0 from Gigantic Formula, featuring the work of a much younger Hiroyuki Sawano. Those swelling sounds come courtesy of a younger Hiroyuki Sawano in his music composed for Gigantic Formula. That was Main Theme, Version 0. And without a moment's delay, we move on towards that glorious finish, the likes that composer Kohei Tanaka sprinkles around in our next selection, Gunbuster March, used in Tapo Narae Gunbuster's soundtrack. We'll be right back. short and to the point in its grandness. You just heard the Gunbuster March from Tapo Nerai Gunbuster, composed by Kohei Tanaka. The march goes onwards, bringing us to that final encounter that will end things once and for all. That relentlessness, that bloody persistence to reign supreme, is what serves as the capstone to this epic journey. In that vein, Taku Iwasaki nails the mood perfectly in Bahasa Palus, a piece featuring rapper Lotus Juice, as they convey the epic encounter in the final episode of Katana Gatari. Momentous and beautiful in its odd mix of genres. Effective, too. That was Bahasa Palus, a piece written by Taku Iwasaki featuring rapper Lotus Juice, the song was used in Katanagatari. And then, Resounding Glory, which is a great way to end this evening's broadcast. With the swells, The End Is Nigh, and composer Naoki Sato delivers a wonderful effort in his soundtrack to Eureka 7. Our next track, an epic piece to end tonight's run of epic pieces, is none other than Nirvash Type Zero. That track, so epic in its scale, is the perfect way to end it. That was Naoki Sato's Nirvash Type Zero, used in the soundtrack to Eureka 7. As we close out tonight's epic program, I'm afraid it's only downhill from here, since the next show won't be anywhere close to epic. We hope you'll tune in nonetheless for the next episode of the Anime Instrumentality Radio Show, Anime Music on the Airs. Feel free to leave comments below to let us know what you think, and make requests for future shows. I hope you'll join us next time. Until then, I'm your host, The Zero Particle. Have a great evening.